It's game time, folks, back inside Bank of the James Stadium as Game 3 set to get underway here any moment as Ryan Webb will take to the mound for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Webb began this year recovering from Tommy John surgery as he's now called upon in the biggest game of the Hillcats season, a win-or-go-home moment. He's making his 12th appearance in 41 innings. He's 1-1 with a 3.92 ERA, 57 strikeouts, and 25 walks. In his last outing against Fayetteville, he went 4 innings, giving up 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts. The 6-1 left-hander from Roswell, Georgia, stands at 202 pounds, 23 years of age, was the 4th-round pick of the Guardians organization in last year's draft. It came from the University of Georgia. A Bulldog today on the mound for the Hillcats as he takes on a ferocious Fred Nats lineup. That looks a little something like this. Batting first and leading off the right fielder number 3, Jacob Young. Batting second, the center fielder number 35, James Wood. Batting third, the designated hitter number 11, Will Friesel. Hitting fourth, batting cleanup, the third baseman, number 27, Trey Lipscomb. Batting fifth, the left fielder, number 26, T.J. White. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 7, Haroldy Diaz. Batting seventh, the second baseman, number 13, Sammy Infante. Batting eighth, the first baseman, number 17, Brandon Bossier. And rounding out the starting nine is the shortstop, number 10, Cortland Lawson. So those will be the nine for Fredericksburg here this afternoon in this Game 3, playoff baseball. Nothing better than this. Christopher Janke behind the plate, calling the balls and strikes. Juan Gomez over at third, Steve Craze at second, and Trey Jester over at the first base bag as the umpire crew. The same for the whole series. Jacob Young to get things started. And tonight's ball game. A gorgeous afternoon of baseball on a Friday in the Hill City. Webb into the motion, fires a first pitch strike, and we're underway here in Lynchburg. 80 degrees at first pitch at 233. The 0-1. Broke one off on him for strike two. Webb understands high-pressure situations, having pitched in the SEC, one of the best baseball conferences in all of college athletics, arguably the best. The 0-2 pitch right above the belt with a fastball, didn't get the call, 1-2. So these moments are nothing new for him, as almost every trip out is a high-leverage situation. The 1-2 in the dirt, couldn't get him to chase, and the count is even at 2 apiece. The Hillcats turn to Webb to try and see if they put Wood in motion here to try and eliminate a double play opportunity as it's a lefty-on-lefty matchup. The 2-2. Runner holds, pitches ground over towards second. Fox flip on to Frias at second, on to first, double play. 4-6-3, double play for Ryan Webb to get out of the first. We head to the bottom half of the inning here in Lynchburg as the Hillcats and Fred Nats battle for a chance in the championship series. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
The 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats live here. Now back to Bank of the James Stadium.
Andre Lara, the Game 3 starter for Fredericksburg. Lara on the season 3-8 with a 5.51 ERA. However, he's pitched very well against these Hillcats. On the year, he's 1-0 with a 3.93 ERA in 18 innings over the span of four starts. In his last outing against the Hillcats, he went six innings of shutout baseball. He walked away with a no decision. He will be the right-handed arm that the Nationals rely on here. Try and carry them to face Charleston. 6'4", 180 from Coro, Venezuela. First pitch is down and in for ball one as Jake Fox steps in. Fox bats from the left-hand side. Righty on lefty matchup, the 1-0. Fox with a line drive into right field. Young ranging over, makes the head high grab while on the move for out number one. Fox, Frias, Burgos, Sankantine, Green, Bartlett, Paz, Brown, and Hanau, the 9 for the Hillcats. White in left, Wood in center, Young in right. Lipscomb at third, Lawson at short, Infante at second. Bossier over at first with Diaz behind the plate. Behind Lara. It's the first pitch now to Frias. Inside corner, got the call. 0-1. Lara back into the motion. Frias with a healthy cut, fouls it back to the screen, strike two, 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Frias has put together a solid postseason so far, adding 429 in two games. He takes in the dirt, 1-2. Frias has been one of the few bats in the lineup that has been consistent, the 1-2. Up and away, good eye, 2-2. Hillcats with only six hits through the first two ball games. The 2-2. In tight, Frias spun out of the way as everyone froze awaiting the call. Count goes full, 3-2. Lara comes set, now fires, payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. And there's two away. As Jorge Burgos will step in. Fredericksburg wearing their all grays. Hillcats in their daytime whites. Lara. First pitch to Burgos. Driven into center field. Wood ranging over. Into the gap, makes the grab for out number three. So 1-2-3 inning for Fredericksburg as they match the Hillcats through one. We head to the bottom, the top of the second in a scoreless ball game in the Hill City. Don't go anywhere. Game three coverage coming up right after this.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. To check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hola, fanático. Mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando al Lynchburg Yuca Baseball.
One inning in the books here as we have a scoreless ball game between Fredericksburg and Lynchburg as Ryan Webb returns to the mound for his second inning of work. Lipscomb, White, and Diaz all due up for Fredericksburg. Jason Prill here with you for this Game 3. Winner-take-all ball game. These are the moments in the games that you dream about as a little kid. You always talk about Game 7. Well, this is Game 7. Everything on the line. One team goes home. One team moves on to continue playing. Think about being in the backyard as a little kid. First pitch to Lipscomb is swung out and missed for strike one. You think about those moments where you step up to the plate and you think about hitting a walk-off at the bottom of the ninth. One and one. It's these types of ball games that you dream about. All these players probably have had that same dream. Getting to live it out here today. A 1-1 from Webb. Popped up right side. Bartlett ranging over into foul ground. Making the grab on the grass for out number one. As TJ White will step in now. Lipscomb, who just popped out, had a good game last night. Picked up two base hits. As the first pitch taken inside for ball one. Webb into the motion. Ground ball over toward third. And now charges and takes a crow hop onto first. Two away. That'll bring up Haroldy Diaz. Fred Knapp's going with the same lineup that they used last night. As they did out hit the Hillcats. First pitch to Diaz. In there for a called strike, 0-1. It's a quick turnaround for a guy like Diaz who was behind the plate last night. Now finds himself back there again here in the afternoon, the 0-1. In the dirt, 1-1. But in the postseason, you get called upon, you better be ready. There's no excuses. Pain seems to fade away, the 1-1. Check swing, the appeal toward third. They say he did not go. It's ball two. Paz still getting used to the four umpire crew. Appeal toward first, as the typical two-man crew would have the umpire standing there. The 2-1. Down below the knees, ball three. As Diaz trying to give Fredericksburg a base runner with two away. The 3-1 pitch. Outside corner called a strike. 91 mile an hour fastball, full count. Took something off of it to get it in the zone. The payoff pitch here in the top of the second. Fouled back at the dish. Left it hanging up a little bit, but Diaz over top. Stays alive. Webb into the motion. Outside corner, Webb walks off the mound. And now he'll walk back after thinking he got strike three. But instead, it's ball four. Christopher Janke with the tightest strike zone we've seen this series. As neither pitcher really enjoying that. As Sammy Infante will step in. Infante also played well in this series. The first pitch is down below the knees for ball one. Webb fires. Top of the zone, still no call. Ball two. So Diaz stands at first. Two walks in the ball game for Ryan Webb. As the 2-0 to Infante. Still no call. 3-0. And Webb looking a little frustrated at the zone. That one finds the zone, 3-1. Brandon Bossier waits on deck. He's got some pop of his own. Webb would like to get out of this inning without having to face another hitter. The 3-1. Popped up on the infield behind the plate. Paz removes the mask on the logo. Back pedals, makes the grab. So Webb, despite being frustrated with the zone, gets out of the inning after only the one walk. We head to the bottom half of the second inning here in Lynchburg as the Hillcats and Fred Nats scoreless when we return.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Reed Johnson, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
It was a 1-2-3 inning for Lara in the first as the Hillcats struggle to get their bats going. Sankantine, Green, and Bartlett will be the three due up here in this frame. Sankantine has struggled here in this series, and really ever since the two-week road trip, 2 weeks that he spent down in Myrtle Beach in Charleston, it seemed like every pitch was a beach ball floating in. And granted, it might be because they were near the water, but Sankantine has really struggled since returning back to Lynchburg in the rest of the season. He had 6 home runs in that 2-week span. None since. And no hits so far in the postseason. He steps in from the left-hand side to lead off the inning. Lara into the motion. First pitch of the inning. There's a big cut for strike one. 95 on the radar gun. The 0-1. Check swing. The appeal down towards third. They say he did not go around. As Gomez supports Sankantine in his effort. 1-1. Ground ball over towards second. Fielded cleanly by Infante. On to first. One away. Hillcats putting the ball in play so far, but nothing to show from it. Isaiah Green will step in. Green walked and scored in last night's big first inning. Much different start here tonight for the Hillcats. First pitch taken down and away for ball one. Hillcats scored 4 in the first inning, capped off by a Will Bartlett bases clearing double. As Green with a big cut, 1-1. But other than that, they were quiet. The 1-1. Slap the other way. As it'll be 1-2. Green was at the plate when Fox scored on the wild pitch in that first inning as well. The 1-2. Upstairs, didn't get him to chase. 2-2. Good eye from Green as he laid off the high fastball. Lara showing some good pop here early on, 95 consistently. The 2-2. Ground ball between first and second into right field as Isaiah Green will pick up the game's first base hit here in the bottom half of the second inning. The Hillcats get their first hit and first base runner. And Will Bartlett comes to the plate. Bartlett delivered the three-run double in the first inning on a line drive down the right field line. It's allowed Green to score all the way from first. Lara fires one at the knees for a called strike. Scoreless ball game, bottom of the second. Right-hander turns and fires to first, but it gets away, and that'll allow Isaiah Green to go down to second. Green being waved around the bag, the throw, it comes in late, and he slides underneath the tag as it squirts away from Lipscomb, and Isaiah Green with some aggressive base running goes from first to third on an errant throw by Lara. Base running aggressiveness has been the calling card for the Hillcats in key games. We saw it yesterday, making an appearance here today. The 0-1 to Bartlett. Catches the inside corner, strike two. Yesterday, the Hillcats sent Isaiah Green first to home on the double and then sent Angel Hanau from second to home on a wild pitch. Two strike pitch, big cut, strike three. Second strikeout of the night for Lara as Richard Paz will step in as the infield now gets pulled back. I mentioned that in my pregame keys to the game for the in-park crowd that aggressive base running could help make a difference. We'll see if it pays off here in the second. Runner on third, Richard Paz at the dish, takes outside for ball one. Looked like Diaz got a little crossed up. Green 90 feet away here in the bottom half of a scoreless second. The 1-0, line drive left field. That'll get down and score a run as Isaiah Green will touch home. Richard Paz with his first hit of the postseason has given the Hillcats the lead. I'll bring up Jordan Brown. Richard Paz got the night off yesterday, slapping one the other way here in the second. Give the Hillcats the 1-0 lead. First pitch to Brown is in there for a called strike, 0-1. But a 1-0 lead is nothing to be comfortable about in a ball game like this against a team like Fredericksburg. The 0-1. Line drive into center field. That'll get down as back-to-back base hits for the Hillcats as now they're starting to time up Lara. Richard Paz now moves into second with two away. That'll bring up Angel Hanau as Joel Hanrahan will make the walk out to the mound to talk to Lara, who's found himself in trouble after the quick first inning. And in games like this, once you get rattled, it can be hard to regain some of that composure. As soon as you let any bit of doubt creep into your mind, we saw it yesterday with Susanna when he walked the first couple hitters in the first inning. He just could not command his fastball anymore and only was able to go a third of the inning. Lara trying to avoid that here in the second. Hillcats, though, trying to extend this one-run lead early in the ballgame. Angel Hanau will be the batter. He had a single in yesterday's ballgame. It's been a good crowd into it from the very first pitch these last 2 days. Lynchburg and Fredericksburg. Game three, second inning. Lara comes set and fires. In the dirt, ball one. Hanau only called up a couple weeks ago, the 29th ranked prospect in the Guardians organization. The 1-0. Checks at a pitch that just misses outside. 2-0. The appeal down toward third, and now they'll say he went around. It's 1-1. A late appeal from Christopher Janke. Diaz didn't even think about it until later. It's 1-1 now. Tough break. This one a grounder over toward short. Lawson on to first. Gets him by a step. As Lara will slowly walk toward the dugout, telling himself to calm down. Took his two palms and pushed it down toward the grass below. As he finds himself and the Frednats down 1-0. We head to the third here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. More playoff action right after this timeout.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is right-hand pitcher Jake Miller, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
One to nothing lead here as we head to the third inning. Jason Prill here with you as Ryan Webb will face 8-9-1. Webb has filled in for some of the call-ups that the Hillcats have seen. Think of guys like Will Dion, Jack Leftwich, who were responsible for helping the Hillcats win the first half crown in the North Division. Both of them called up to Lake County, who also finds themselves in a decisive game three later today. First round of the postseason for High A as Webb goes into the motion. And Bossier takes a called strike. Webb, guy who has some high ceiling. Strike two. Tries to fill in those roles. It was Dion and Leftwich in the first half. Zapata and Webb here in the postseason. Upstairs, 1-2. Trying to win two games to get themselves into the championship. Webb shakes off the sign, the 1-2. Breaking ball, Bossier lays off, 2-2. Fredericksburg has shown some impressive patience on the mound, knowing that Webb does have the tendency to issue walks, already two here tonight. 25 coming into the ballgame. The 2-2 outside, and the count goes full. Webb averages 5.5 walks per 9 innings, which is not a great number. We'd like to drop that down a couple notches. The payoff pitch to Bossier is fouled back to the screen on a high fastball. The count is still full. Fredericksburg going with a similar strategy to the Hillcats from last night. Payoff pitch. Got him! One away. Lassier is retired here to lead off the third inning as Cortland Lawson will now step in. Lawson looking for his first hit of the series. Bats on the right-hand side, lefty-on-righty matchup. On this sunny afternoon in Lynchburg, a big breaking ball catches the inside corner for strike one. The 0-1. Ground ball right back to the mound. Webb will charge towards first and underhand flip it to Bartlett for out number two. I'll bring up Jacob Young. Young walked to lead off the ball game after falling behind in the count. One of the two walks issued by Webb. A base runner in every inning for Fredericksburg so far. Big curveball. 74 for strike one. Haven't seen many big hooks like that here tonight. It's the 0-1. Goes fastball. Doesn't get the call. 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Another big breaking ball. Young out in front. His eyes lit up at one that he thought was hanging. It's 1-2. Young will step out of the box for a second to readjust himself as he finds himself behind in the count, 1-2. The pitch. In the dirt again, didn't chase. 2-2. We'll see how long of a leash Omer Santos has with Ryan Webb. The 2-2. Down swinging. Second strikeout of the inning for Ryan Webb as he goes 1-2-3 through the third. We head to the bottom half of the inning. Hillcats hold a 1-0 lead. Don't go anywhere. More baseball in store after this timeout.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Hillcats, with as many hits as they've had in each of the last two ball games. They had three on Tuesday night, three last night, but picked up three in the second inning off of Andre Lara. Lara, as he left last inning, slowly made his way back to the dugout, taking some deep breaths and visibly signaling to himself to calm down. I mentioned in the last frame that when you start to get rattled in a game like this, it becomes a lot more difficult to regain your composure. Lara doing whatever he can to try and control his emotions and his body language as the Hillcats hold to a small one-run lead here in the bottom half of the third. Jake Fox to lead things off, top of the order, due up. First pitch in there for a called strike. Used a changeup. 0-1. Lara into the motion. Outside, 1-1. Fox made good contact in his first at-bat, but just lined it out to left right field. It's the 1-1. A high drive right field. Young, not very deep, will settle underneath it for out number one. Fox has struggled in recent weeks to get his bat going. Maybe pressing a little bit down the stretch. As Diane Frias will step in. Lara into the motion. Ground ball foul first base side. 0-1. Winner of this game will travel down to Charleston to take on the River Dogs on Sunday at 5 o'clock in the championship series. The 0-1. Big cut. Strike two. If Fredericksburg wins today, they plan on staying the night in Lynchburg, as it'll be a shorter drive for them down to South Carolina. Two-strike pitch. Frias gets fooled on a breaking ball outside for out number two. The Hillcats go on to win the game. They'll also travel down tomorrow to be prepared for Sunday's ball game. Jorge Burgos will step in. 6-hour drive between the two cities. First pitch is in there to Burgos. Heard that Bill Murray was down at the River Dogs game this past week. The 0-1 upstairs, 1-1. He's a member of their front office staff and ownership group. Also titled the Director of Fun. The 1-1. Fouled back for strike two. See if maybe he's there on Sunday for their playoff game. The 1-2 pitch. High chopper toward first. Slow roller as it breaks foul. And Burgos stays alive. Top of the order. Hitless so far. Lara for the 1-2. Outside, 2-2, lost a bit of command on that changeup. The count is even. The 2-2 pitch. Fouled back as Burgos stays alive, trying to battle here. 97 from Lara, the fastest pitch of the night for him. Tried to rear back and blow one by him. The 2-2. Once again, 96, and Burgos continues to spoil him. Good at-bat brewing. As the 2-2, yet again. Popped up first base side into shallow right field. Young ranging over and in. Will settle underneath it. The cloud cover allows him to track it well and make the grab for out number three. So 1-2-3 third for the Frednats as we head to the fourth. 1-0 lead for the Hillcats here in tonight's ballgame. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Happy birthday!
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trey Benton, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Fourth inning set to get underway here in the Hill City. And a decisive game three between Lynchburg and Fredericksburg. The Battle of the Burgs here in the state of Virginia. As 2.5 hours separate these two cities. The Nationals and the Hillcats. Fredericksburg, just a suburb of Washington, D.C. Lynchburg, a little isolated city amidst the Blue Ridge Mountains, which sit off in the distance. Beautiful view here at Bank of the James Stadium. One of the best in all of baseball, if I do say so myself. As James Wood will step in, heart of the order due up. As the first pitch, a slider hangs high for ball one. Webb into the motion, the 1-0. That one finds it. 1-1. Wind blowing slightly in. 1-1. Ran in tight with the fastball. 2-1. First bit of breeze we've seen in this whole series. Tuesday night, no wind. Yesterday, no wind. Today, just a slight breeze. The 2-1. Up above the belt. Three balls and a strike. Webb. You can see it after some of these pitches. A little frustrated with himself. Takes a couple extra seconds. And turns his back to pause so that the pitch clock doesn't start. The 3-1. Ground ball to first. Behind the bag is Bartlett in fair territory. A step on the bag for out number one. Webb about to make his 50th pitch of the afternoon. As Will Friesel will step in. He grounded into a double play to end the first inning. But he's a guy that every time you step in, you kind of hold your breath if you're a Hillcats fan. First pitch offered at it, says the home plate umpire. For strike one. Now the wind has subsided as the 0-1 on its way. Paints the outside black, strike two. Hillcats play him fairly straight away. Two-strike pitch. Got him looking! Will Friesel left frozen in the box for out number two. The third strikeout of the afternoon for Ryan Webb. As Trey Lipscomb will step in, he popped out to first to open up the second inning. Webb opens up the at-bat with a pitch up and away. Webb taking his time, not trying to rush himself. The 1-0. Inside corner, bounced out of the glove of Paz. May have fooled the umpires. That pitch has been a borderline strike tonight. Ball two. Lipscomb batting 286 in this series. The 2-0 from Webb. Up and away, no call. 3-0. Webb once again taking his time. It's clearly a frustration thing. Not in agreement with the umpire's decisions. One on the pitch clock as he fires one at the belt. 3-1. Popped up first base side, out of play. So Webb now back into the count on Lipscomb as the count is full. Lefty on righty matchup. The payoff pitch. Slapped down the right field line, but into the promotions area. Where a good friend, Andre Vial, typically hangs out. Before the mid-inning breaks. The 3-2. Popped up. First base side. Bartlett with the long run. Ranging toward the bullpen. And it'll fall out of play. As the battle will continue. A long at-bat being put up by Trey Lipscomb. Seven pitches already. He was ahead in the count, 3-0. And Webb has challenged him every pitch since. Challenged him again and got him swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts for the lefty as the top of the fourth inning comes to a close. 1-0 lead for the Hillcats as we head to the bottom half of the frame. Don't go anywhere. More baseball in store right after this timeout.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner.
Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, ScienTech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit ScienTech.com for a free quote today.
Become a Hillcat season ticket member and never miss out on the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trenton Denholm, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Win or go home, game three. In the Carolina League, Charleston punched their ticket to the championship series last night with their victory over Myrtle Beach. These two teams trying to do the same thing here this afternoon. Jason Prill here with you. As it's been a really fun ball game so far, 1-0. In favor of the Hillcats, as this part of the lineup that did all of the damage in the second inning. From San Quintin on down, lineup picked up three hits, all three for the Hillcats on the day. And San Quintin will lead things off. He grounded out to second in his first trip, taking some healthy cuts. First pitch to him here is popped up behind the plate for strike one. San Quintin showing some aggression earlier in his last at-bat. He was challenged with fastballs. This one started out with a changeup. This one, little blooper into center field, will get down in front of Wood for a base hit. San Quintin just kind of flared it out to center. And the Hillcats have a leadoff runner aboard here in the fourth. Isaiah Green will step in. For San Quintin, that was his first hit of the series. Isaiah Green singled and scored in the second on a throwing error from Lara that allowed him to go from first to third. And then a single from Paz brought him home. That's the difference in this ballgame. Just a bit wide, ball one. Green, a very patient hitter, leads the team in walks. 98 on the year. The 1-0. Fouled back, 1-1. Had a good pitch to swing at 93. Just misread it a little bit. Sun now shining down on the field. 1-1. Floated right at the top of the zone. Green started leaning back out of the way, thinking it was going to break inside. But it was a changeup, so it just hung right in the middle. Two strikes now. Lara checks first and fires. Green drives this into left center field, but not very deep as Wood. They'll range over with ease and make the grab for out number one. Will Bartlett will step in. Bartlett struck out in the second inning. As the first pitch is fouled right off his ankle and he goes down in a heap for strike one. Bartlett was shaken up in last night's ball game when a play at first caused him to leap off the bag to make the grab and spin and try and place the tag. But it resulted in him landing awkwardly on his ankle. He's had some leg injuries in the past. There was some concern. He stayed in the ballgame and is back in there tonight. The 0-1 driven to center field. Wood charging in on it. Won't get there as it falls for a base hit. Second single of the inning for the Hillcats as Richard Paz will step in. Paz with the lone RBI on the day. Number 13, Richard Paz. Sankantine at second. Bartlett over at first. Paz at the plate. Lara fires one in there for a called strike. Rudnaps in double play depth, trying to force that ground ball to end the inning. The 0-1. Paz fouls it away, strike two. Not much speed on the base paths, so it'll probably have to hit a gap if Sankantine were to score from second. But the Hillcats have been aggressive on the base paths. A two-strike pitch. Soft grounder. Just trickles foul. Barely creeped out in front of the box. Paz got lucky, didn't hit the lip of the grass. Kind of still 0-2. Hillcats cling to that one-run lead. Two-strike pitch. In the dirt, Paz went down in a squat to follow it across the plate, 1-2. Sankantine takes his lead off second. Lara checks him. 1-2. Ground ball over toward first. Tough play behind the bag in fair territory. Bartlett out at second. They will not get a runner out at first as Paz beat Bossier back to the bag, who kind of got caught in between as to whether or not the pitcher would cover or he'd have to race back to the bag. So what could have been a double play ball ends up only picking up one on the fielder's choice. As Lara did not come over to help. Sankantine now 90 feet away as Jordan Brown steps in. He had a single back in the second inning. Steps in again here. First pitch swinging, ground ball foul. Swung at an inside fastball at 95. Hellcats trying to extend that lead. 1-0 ball game here in the bottom half of the fourth inning in Lynchburg. Runners at the corners, two away. Lara fires. Big cut, 92. Pulled something off of it for strike two. And now Lara a strike away from getting out of the inning and the jam that he found himself in. Hillcats could use another run. The 0-2. Line drive, left field foul into the bullpen. Sends guys scattering in every direction. Almost took out Juan Zapata. And McKellen Vasquez remains 0-2. Here's the pitch. Down and away. Great pick by Diaz to save a run. Had to slide all the way out of the box. Prevent that one from getting back to the screen. Sankantine had a read on it. The count is now 1-2. Lara checks third and fires. Down away. That one gets to the backstop. Sankantine breaks for home. He will score. Lara got saved on the first one. But lightning didn't strike twice as a wild pitch allows the Hillcat to score. Make it a 2-0 ball game. Richard Paz now at second as Diaz goes out to the mound to talk to the starting pitcher. Still nobody getting loose for Fredericksburg in the bullpen. As he was a strike away from ending the inning and was saved from a wild pitch by a great pick from Diaz. And now I think it's just a conversation to make sure he doesn't lose his cool. Last time he gave up a run, he had to calm himself down. And I think Diaz, well aware of his pitching staff, knew the tendencies of Lara and wanted to go out there to make sure that he stayed cool and collected. Jordan Brown now with a 2-2 count. Downstairs again as the count goes full. Haas will be off with the pitch from second. Brown at the plate. Payoff pitch. Outside by a hair. Whew. Brown taking a close pitch to bring Angel Hanau to the dish. Haas still at second. Brown now at first. Hanau with an opportunity. But another run on the board. And now grounded out to short in his first trip. Timeout is called right before the pitch. And some confusion going on as Trey Jester called a balk. And now the discussion between all four umpires will be whether or not to move the runners up 90 feet. Diaz called time behind the plate. It was granted late by the home plate umpire. Jester called a balk and sent Brown to second. That almost messed things up. Christopher Janke will go and explain what happened to Omer Santos as he asked for some type of clarity. A very animated Omer Santos, something we don't see very often, knowing the magnitude of this game. He'll have words with umpires, but typically it's just a casual conversation that results in a lot of shoulder shrugging. Today, though, Omer Santos shaking his head in visible frustration, and now Steve Craze will have to come in from second in an attempt to discourage a continuation of the conversation. We're back to action. With Hanau at the dish. First pitch from Lara is popped up out of play. First strike one. Maybe an opportunity there for Santos with some gamesmanship. The 0-1. Flared out into left center field. White will range over. Make the grab for the final out of the inning. But the Hillcats add another run thanks to the wild pitch from Andre Lara. 2-0 lead as we head to the fifth for the Hillcats. Don't go anywhere. More baseball in store after this timeout. Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Trenton Denholm got the start in game number one of this series when he pitched a gem, 7 innings. Only a handful of hits and 2 unearned runs allowed as the Hillcats fell in that first game. Yesterday, Zapata pitched very well as well. Today, Webb pitching about as well as you could ask for in a decisive game three. If you're tuning in, let us know where from, just like Mark Denholm does at LYN Hillcats. He says, let's go Hillcats. Let's win this and get to Charleston. Game is a nice distraction while in the office. It's rare to have a Friday afternoon game. I checked, only one other game in all of baseball going on right now. As the first pitch to T.J. White is in there for a called strike, 0-1. So not many options if you're looking for baseball right now. And this being the only playoff game. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball in there for strike two. Couple more playoff games coming later this evening in minor league baseball. Two-strike pitch. Breaking ball got him swinging. DJ White fooled by the curve. As there's one away. Geraldy Diaz will now step in. Guardians organization with a lot of teams vying for a playoff spot. Lake County will have their game three later today after winning last night. Geraldy Diaz takes outside ball one. I walked into the clubhouse after the game and the whole team was gathered around watching the playoff game. The 1-0. Hung it up there. Diaz out in front, fouled it away. One ball and a strike. So the Hillcats won their game and then immediately went into the clubhouse to support their friends up I-77. The 1-1. Another curveball. This one a little bit too in tight. 2-1. Lake County. A lot of these guys are friends. Some former Hillcats up there as well. Milan Tolentino, Rodney Boone, Will Dion, Leftwich. Ground ball over toward first. Bartlett takes it himself. Two away. So that'll bring up Sammy Infante. Infante popped up behind the plate to the catcher in the second. Trying to extend this inning for Fredericksburg. Webb fires one in tight for ball one. Long pause from Paz as he awaited for the signal. The 1-0. Downstairs, ball two. No cloud cover right now as the sun beats down on the field. 2-0. Upstairs, ball three, and now Paz wants to go out and have a word to make sure that Webb isn't getting rattled. Every pitch with a high level of magnitude in these situations. Infante will step back in for the 3-0. Here's the pitch. Fastball. He had the green light. Bartlett ranging over down the line. It'll go out of play. Now it's 3-1. Infante kind of frustrated with himself. Slaps the side of his helmet. Knowing he had one to swing at. But spoiled it. 3-1. Went right back with the fastball, and it's fouled away, full count. So Webb on two straight fastballs here to get back at the count. 3-2. The pitch. Tried to break it off. Webb frustrated as he allows the two-out walk here in the fifth. As the tying run to the dish in Brandon Bossier. That's the first base runner that Webb has allowed since the second inning. A runner on first with two away here in the top half of the fifth inning. First pitch to Bossier. Down and away, ball one. Oz telling Webb, take some deep breaths, it's all good. 73 pitches on the night for the lefty. It's a lefty-on-lefty matchup. The 1-0. Swung through a breaking ball, 1-1. Infante stands over at first. High leverage moment here in Lynchburg. The 1-1. Big cut on a pitch that was below his knees. Strike two. If Bossier gets aboard, Cortland Lawson would be on deck. The 1-2. Pa set up away and got him swinging. Webb with his head down. In full aggression mode today. As we head to the bottom half of the fifth inning, a 2-0 lead for the Hillcats here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. More playoff action when we return. Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999. Become a member of Southpaw's free kids club today and receive access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's free kids club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Pele, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Ryan Webb with a great outing so far. Five innings as he's kept the Fred Nats off the scoreboard and allowed the Hillcats to take a 2-0 lead. Andre Lara, his day is now done. He goes four innings, five hits, two runs. Only one of them was earned, one walk and three strikeouts as he gives way to Chance Huff. It'll be Huff for the time being. Only making his fifth appearance of the year. He's 2-0, though, in six innings of work. He's yet to allow a run. Only three hits allowed as well. Four strikeouts, no walks. So Chance Huff looking to keep this a two-run ball game. And all the Hillcats bats silent. It'll be the top of the order. 1-2-3 has gone 1-2-3. Both times they've come to the plate. First pitch is down and away for ball one. Huff, 6'4", 220 from Niceville, Florida. Eighth round pick of this year's draft. The 1-0. Just missed down and away, ball two. He attended Georgia Tech. A yellow jacket, a 2-0. Below the knees, ball three. Fox showing some patience. Similar approach to what we saw last night with Susanna on the mound. Hillcats taking some pitches, the 3-0. Ball four, as it bounces away from the catcher. Fox kind of watched it for a second. And now he'll scamper down to first with a leadoff walk. Hillcats, with the runner aboard, have been aggressive on the base paths here today. With the righty on the mound, you might see Jake Fox get sent in motion. 21 stolen bases on the year. 21 of 24. Corners pulled in. With Diane Frias at the plate, he takes down and away, ball one. And now Huff is starting to realize what pitching in this ball game is like as the shortstop Lawson puts his arms out in disgust, asking, where was that? Still asking the same question, nobody answering. The 1-0. That one finds the zone, 1-1. It's been a tight zone for Christopher Janke tonight. Neither team has been thrilled. The 1-1. That one catches the edge, strike two. Austin's probably thinking now it's the same spot. Fox takes his lead off first. 1-2 pitch to Frias. Runner holds. It's flared out into left field. White cracking back on it. Make the grab in front of the warning tack. Fox thought about tagging up. The throw was straight to second, though. So he'll head on back to first. Round number one. Frias now 0-3 as Jorge Burgos steps in 0-2. Huff, a tough guy to get hits off of. Pickoff move. Bossier able to stick with the ball as the sun slowly beginning to beat in his direction. The more it fades, the more difficult it becomes for the right side of the infield. Fox breaks for second. The pitch is down and away. The throw down to second. Not in time. Fox slides in underneath the tag. The Hillcats get a runner in scoring position with one away. And now Diaz wants to go out and give a little strategic reminder to Chance Huff, maybe scripting out the next couple pitches. Make sure Fox can't pick up any signs from the second base back. Jorge Burgos with an opportunity. 2-0 lead for the Hillcats, bottom half of the fifth inning. First pitch is in there for a called strike. The second pitch, 1-1. Caught the inside corner. Omer Santos halfway down the line as the third base coach. Daniel Robertson over at first. The 1-1. Fox dancing off the bag as Huff bounces it off the foot of Burgos. That may have been a break for the Frednats as instead of it being runner on third, one away, with Burgos still at the dish, it's first and second with one away, and the double play is now in order for Junior San Quintin. Burgos did everything he could to get out of the way of that one. Hopes that it would find the backstop. It just caught that toe. Junior San Quintin stepping in. First pitch. Line drive into left field. That'll get down. Omer Santos waving Fox around third. The throw comes in to third, and the Hillcats will score again. Junior San Quintin, second hit of the night. This one, an RBI single to extend the Hillcat lead to 3. And now, Joel Hanrahan wants to go talk to his pitcher. That's the first run allowed of the season for Chance Huff. Granted, he hasn't pitched much, this being his fifth appearance of the year, but he's only given up 3 hits on the year, that being his fourth and his first run allowed. Junior San Quintin took something off of his swing, had been swinging for the fences all day, and I think Chance Huff was expecting that again, but instead he decided to just take a little inside-out cut, flare it out to left field, and pick up the base knock. And the aggressive base running of the Hillcats pays dividends as they score again. And they've now they have a chance to continue extending it here in the fifth as the Frednats are still a dangerous team. Isaiah Green stepping in. First pitch fouled back, tried to catch Huff pounding the zone. Burgos stands at second, San Quintin over at first. The 0-1 from Huff. Little slider that caught the outside edge, strike 2. Huff trying to force a ground ball to end the inning. Two-strike pitch. Ground ball over toward third. Almost caught the fair territory of the bag. But Green stays alive. 93-mile-an-hour fastball sped him up a little bit. One away here, bottom half of the fifth. Off with a long look in. A two-strike pitch. Burgos dancing off second as Green cuts through a breaking ball in the dirt. And he's retired for out number two. As Will Bartlett will step in. He singled back in the fourth. One for two on the day. Trying to bring that runner home from second. First and second, two away. First pitch, a called strike at the knees. Fastball at 94. Infield now pulled back with a force at any base. The 0-1. Breaking ball that slid across the zone, 1-1. The intensity and tension starting to rise inside Bank of the James Stadium as the 1-1 pitch is in the dirt, ball two. Huff sets at the letters. The pitch is slapped down the right field line, hooking out of play. And the count is even at two apiece. Huff with a long look in. Six on the pitch clock. The 2-2. Just misses on the outside corner. Christopher Janke flinched. I saw a little twitch of that right arm, wanting to ring him up, but catching himself, calling it a ball. Close as it can get. All the Fredericksburg faithful that are here. Thought it was strike three, the payoff pitch. Runners will be off. Ball four, Huff. With a frustrated lean as the bases are now loaded with two away for Richard Paz. Three to nothing ball game in favor of Lynchburg. Richard Paz stepping back in as an RBI on the day with a single in the second. First pitch to him from Huff with the bases loaded. Taken at the knees for a called strike, 0-1. Burgos at third, Sankantine at second, Bartlett over at first. Nowhere to put Paz. Got to go after him with two outs. The 0-1. In the dirt. 1-1. No lead is safe in a ball game like this. Like to tack on a few more here. One already on the board in the inning. The 1-1. In tight. Almost got away from the catcher. But I think it caught a piece of the home plate umpire. It's 2-1. Paz picked it up quickly and was able to give the hold sign to Burgos over at third. Letting him know that it wasn't far enough away to score. A good heads-up play by Paz to track the ball. The 2-1 from Huff. Catches the corner. 2-2. Paz gives a little dance in the box. As the count is now even at two apiece. There's some stretching going on in Fredericksburg's bullpen and one guy getting loose. The 2-2. Driven to center field, Wood breaks back on it and makes the grab as the inning comes to a close. So a long inning that saw the Hillcats put one more run on the board finally comes to a close with the bases left loaded. 3-0 ball game in favor of the Hillcats. We have the sixth here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom system you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.net.
Catch all the action all season long at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Now back to the field, here's Jason Prill.
Ryan Webb's pitch count was getting up there. So the Hillcats have to go to their bullpen here to open up the sixth. If you're Fredericksburg, probably glad to get Webb off the mound. Just to get a little bit of a change of pace. Sergio Murillo will now take over. Murillo making his 15th appearance. In just under 22 innings, he's 0-1 with a 5.82 ERA, 39 strikeouts, and 15 walks. His last outing against Fayetteville, he's 1-1, giving up two hits, no runs, no walks, and three strikeouts. 6'3", 22 years of age, weighing in at 190 pounds from La Vega, Dominican Republic. He signed an international contract back in 2017. As pinch hitter now on the... at the plate for Fredericksburg. Jared McKenzie stepping in for Cortland Lawson as he takes a called strike. They'll open up his at-bat. 0-1. Ground ball foul, strike two. McKenzie wearing number four. Bats from the left-hand side. A two-strike pitch from Murillo is fouled away, and he stays alive. On the season, McKenzie batting 400. Two-strike pitch. Inside corner, no call, 1-2. McKenzie from Tallahassee, Florida, was the fifth-round pick of the Nationals this draft. 1-2. Bottom of the zone with the fastball again at 94, and the count is even at two apiece. Good patience from McKenzie, trying to get a leadoff base runner. Top of the order on deck, the 2-2. Breaking ball fouled at the plate. First time he pulled the string on one in this at-bat, and McKenzie will stay alive. So Lawson, only the one at-bat. Here tonight, the 2-2. Blew it by him at 95 with a high fastball, and McKenzie goes down on strikes for the first out of the sixth inning. Top of the order due up in Jacob Young. He's 0-for-1. He walked back in the first inning. First pitch to him. Comes out swinging behind it. 96 fouled into the screen, 0-1. Lynchburg and Fredericksburg in this game three. Figure out who's going on to face Charleston in the championship. Burgos now shifts over toward the line and right. 1-1 as the pitch misses inside. The 1-1. High drive into left field. Brown on his horse on the run in front of the wall. Makes the grab for out number two. James Wood will now step in. Infield now pulling over a little bit towards first. Bartlett slightly behind the bag as the first pitch is downstairs for ball one. And now over at third, kind of in that shortstop position. A large gap down the third base line. The 1-0. This is wide. 2-0. Pitch. Just below the knees, Wood, who stands at 6'7", a little bit of a benefit, those long legs, 3-0. The pitch. Fastball, didn't get the call again. That's a four-pitch walk for James Wood, as Fredericksburg has a two-out base runner for Will Friesel, who can change this game in a swing of a bat. 0 for 2 tonight. But that means nothing. Wood, we'll see if they put him in motion, does have some speed over at first with the righty on the mound. Murillo fires, and it's popped up third base side out of play. The 0-1. Doesn't get the call in the outside corner. Paz kind of slumps his shoulders. It's 1-1. Crowd not happy with the home plate umpire. He hasn't really given that call all night, though. Outside pitch, the 1-1. Slow chopper, foul down the first baseline. 1-2. Murillo a strike away from getting out of the inning with that runner still at first base. Big pitch here. Here it comes. Runner breaks. Curveball grounded over towards second. Fox on the run. They'll scoop it. Flip on to first and the inning is over. So Friesel grounds out to end the frame as the sixth inning will head to the bottom half. Lynchburg and Frednatz. A 3-0 lead in favor of the Hillcats. Be right back after this timeout. Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
The 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats live here. Now back to Bank of the James Stadium.
Marlon Perez taking over on the mound for Fredericksburg as Chance Huff pulled after an inning. He goes one full inning, giving up the one hit, one run. It was earned two walks and a strikeout. As Marlon Perez, the closer, or the guy who closed on Tuesday night, will step in and onto the mound. Perez making his 29th appearance. 2-3 with a 3.46 ERA as Jordan Brown will take a first pitch strike to open up the inning. Broken bat, dribbler, first base side, foul, and Brown will have to get a new piece of lumber. you're tuning in, let us know where from, as we have listeners from all over the country. Son of a Vet 82 on Twitter says, listening from Medina, Ohio. Jane Dietz saying, listening from the office, would rather be watching. Let's go, Hillcats. Thank you all for tuning in here tonight. Two-strike pitch to Brown. Breaking ball, good pitch. Brown well out in front. Goes down on strikes. As Angel Hanau will step in. Perez, in game one, worked a 1-2-3 ninth after coming on in relief of Jackson Rutledge, who went eight innings of scoreless baseball. Hanau with a drive into right center. Wood on the run. Will hand it off to Young and Wright. Makes the grab, two away. Do have a change on the infield as Armando Cruz now over at short. Jake Fox takes inside for ball one. Trying to figure out if McKenzie is still in the game. Breaking ball upstairs. 2-0. I don't see him anywhere, so I believe Cruz will be the defensive replacement and be in the game rest of the time. Fox pops it up. On the third base side behind the bag, it is Lipscomb who makes the grab for the final out of the inning. We head to the seventh. Three innings to play here in Lynchburg. 3-0 lead for the Hillcats when we return. Don't go anywhere. More baseball in store right after this. Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jere y estás escuchando a Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Lipscomb, White, Diaz due up here in the seventh. As Sergio Murillo will remain on the mound for another inning of work after the quick 1-2-3 inning by Marlon Perez in the bottom half of the sixth. Got to give a shout out to my other place of work, Crosstown at Liberty, in the digital media department. All of them gathered in the office tuning in, so shout out to those guys all listening in. Appreciate their support. I was there earlier today, had to sneak over here. They do a great job. Really appreciate each and every one of them, especially on the days that I end up back over here. So big shout out to them, everybody who's tuning in the media lab. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate you all. Trey Lipscomb makes a called strike, 0-1. The 0-1 pitch misses the outside corner, 1-1. Lipscomb trying to spark a big inning for Fredericksburg. Missing wide, 2-1. Top of the seventh inning here in Lynchburg. The 2-1 from Maria. Blew it by him at 95, 2-2. Lipscomb will step out now to try and catch his breath. Murillo quick pitching him here, the 2-2. Down and away, Lipscomb laid off and the count is full. Wind now blowing directly in from center field. The payoff pitch up and away. Ball four as Lipscomb draws a leadoff walk to give Fredericksburg a base runner here in the seventh. So we'll see how long of a leash Murillo is given here in a 3-0 ball game. T.J. White now stepping in as the infield shifts over into double play depth to try and force a ground ball. Timeout is called by Trey Jester. Not sure why. We will continue. First pitch to White is in the dirt. Ball one. Oz holds onto it for a long time. Try and get Murillo to slow things down. Maybe working a little bit too quickly here. The 1-0. Popped up behind the plate into the sky boxes. 1-1. White. Bats from the left-hand side. The 1-1 pitch. Downstairs, Paz with a backhanded stop. Two balls and a strike, and Paz really trying to slow down Murillo. Get him to catch his breath. At this point in the ballgame, there's not much wiggle room for error. Three-run lead is never safe with Fredericksburg. The 2-1. Popped up, out of play again by White. Heavy dosage of fastballs here. The 2-2. Got him with the 95-mile-an-hour heater as White goes down swinging, one away. Eraldi Diaz will step in now. He's 0-for-1. He walked back in the second inning. First pitch, a breaking ball that tried to catch the outside corner of the zone. Didn't get the call, 1-0. That outside pitch has not been friendly to any pitcher. 1-0. Fastball below the knees, ball two. Murillo's pitch count now beginning to climb up over 30. There is some action in the Hillcats bullpen if he were to get into trouble. The 2-0, check swing, but it was in the zone, 2-1. Hillcats would love a ground ball here to try and get the double play. Lipscomb. As this one is fouled away, actually figured out what the timeout was called for. Take that back. No, I didn't. Thought we might have had a pinch runner for a second. But it is Lipscomb over at first. The 2-2. Runner holds. Fastball. High drive. Right center field. Burgos will now come in on it and give Newton in center for out number two. And now Sammy Infante will step in. Infante walked in his last at-bat in the fifth inning. As a runner on first, with two away. Lipscomb led off the inning with a walk. He's yet to move off that bag. See if they test the arm of Paz now. First pitch is down below the zone, ball one. Murillo comes set at his neck. The 1-0. Almost to the backstop. A good pick by Paz as it looks like he wants to go out to the mound to talk to Murillo, who swats away at some bugs. There's something about this field at Bank of the James Stadium where bugs just surround anybody who's out there. You don't get them up in the seats, but on the field with the humidity, they just swarm. around any drip of sweat become frustrating for anybody on the field. We've seen it a couple times where players swat at him. The 2-0 to Infante has popped up and out of play, 2-1. Kind of reminds you of the playoff game in Cleveland back in 2007 against the New York Yankees, where the bugs became an important factor. The 2-1, fouled away again, 2-2. It just becomes an additional element that you have to deal with. Murillo a strike away from getting out of the seventh. The pitch. Breaking ball, strike three. Infante slams his bat at the plate in disgust as Murillo pumps his fist as he ends the inning with the K. It's time to stretch here in Lynchburg. 3-0 lead for the Hillcats as we head to the bottom half of the seventh. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this timeout. If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today. Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Reed Johnston, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Bottom of the seventh, set to get underway here in Lynchburg. Jason Prill here with you on this beautiful Friday afternoon in the Hill City. 70s and 80s. The temperature here. As it's Frias, Burgos, and San Quintin. It's been a great weather week of baseball in the Hill City. And even up in Fredericksburg. First pitch to Frias. This time from the right-hand side, takes down low for ball one. The 1-0. Breaks it into zone. 1-1. And every game so far has had gorgeous weather, clear skies, no rain. The 1-1. Grounder over towards short. Cruz scoops it with ease on to first for out number one. And for a city that calls itself Drenchburg, this type of weather is something you don't take for granted. Jorge Burgos stepping in now. He takes down at the knees for a called strike, 0-1. The 0-1, a slow chopper, as it hung up there for strike two. There's an arm getting loose for Fredericksburg in the bullpen. Two-strike pitch from Perez. Had Burgos out in front. Round number two. Junior San Quintin now will step in. He had an RBI single in his last at-bat of the fifth, scoring Jake Fox from second. He bats from the right-hand side. Perez working quickly, fires one upstairs for ball one. The 1-0. Outside, 2-0. Game three of this best of three series. Series tied at one apiece, the 2-0. Breaking ball in the zone, 2-1. Sam Quintin making him throw a strike to him. The pitch. Had a good pitch to cut at. That's 2-2. The 2-2 from Perez is fought off by San Quintin as he spoiled a good breaking ball in the dirt. Just got a piece of that to stay alive. The 2-2. Just off the edge. The longest pause of the night from everyone as they waited on the call. Count goes full. Perez into the motion. Payoff pitch. Slow chopper back to the mound. Perez scoops it, turns, fires it high and wide, but Bossier able to stretch and reach it for the final out of the inning. We head to the eighth. Six outs to play with. Don't go anywhere. Final two innings of baseball in store when we return.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is right-hand pitcher Jake Miller, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Zach Pettway now takes over on the mound for the eighth inning. Pettway making his second appearance of the series. He came in for an inning in game number one as he went the eighth inning, giving up no hits, no runs, no walks, and two strikeouts. He'll face 8-9-1 here in the eighth. Pettway, 6-1, 215 from Long Beach, California. Six outs to determine who goes to the championship series against the River Dogs. 3-0 lead for the Hillcats as Bossier swings through a first pitch for strike one. Pettway shakes off the sign, now fires. Up and away, ball one. It's incredible. We talked about Franco Alleman yesterday and the change that happened from the start of the season to the end of the season, the 1-1. Grounder foul. Strike two. Same can be said with Zach Pettway. His first two outings were rough. And an ERA in the high teens. The 1-2, breaking ball, grounder up the middle into center field as the no-hitter has been broken here in the eighth inning. Fredericksburg had been no hit for seven full innings as Brandon Bossier finally gets them in the hit column here in the eighth. And now a dangerous situation with Cruz stepping in. Armando Cruz watches the first pitch below the zone for ball one. Cruz came in to replace the pinch hitting McKenzie as he swings through one there, 1-1. No runs, one hit, one error for Fredericksburg. Three runs, six hits, no errors for Lynchburg. Bossier takes his lead off first. Liner into center field. Green settles underneath it for out number one. But now you have the top of the order. With one runner aboard, the tying run will be on deck the rest of this inning. Jacob Young stepping in. Young, 0 for 2. First pitch from Petway. Breaking ball in there for strike one. Big curveball at set. The 0-1. High drive, deep center field. Green ranging back on his horse on the run in front of the wall, makes the grab. A lot of solid contact off Petway here in this inning. But Isaiah Green on the run makes the grab just in front of the Framatone sign in right center field. As James Wood will step in with two away and a runner on first here in the top half of the eighth inning. 3-0 lead for Lynchburg. First pitch to Wood. Breaking ball, doesn't get the call, down and away, ball one. Infield pulled toward first. The 1-0. Fastball in the zone, 1-1. And Petway, we talked about his early ERA. It was an injury that impacted that. But he's been a different pitcher since he's returned. An ERA down to 2. The 1-1 fouled off the mask of the catcher. For strike 2. And he's a guy that now gets the call in the highest of leverage situations this season has presented for the Hillcats. The 1-2 pitch with two away. Ground ball back to the mound. A little dribbler, Petway easily picks it up, flips on to first, and the inning is over. The single does no harm. No hitter over. 3-run lead still intact. Petway walked right past the third base umpire, forgetting about the pitch check. Now he heads to the dugout. We head to the bottom half of the eighth, a 3-run lead for Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. More baseball when we return right after this.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
From the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
It'll be Riggs Thread Grill here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Marlon Perez did exactly what was called on from him, going two innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, and two strikeouts. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Perez after a 1-2-3 inning in game number one. Thread Grill making his first appearance of the series. He's 6-2 with a 3.35 ERA in just under 46 innings. He's only allowed 17 earned runs, 22 walks, 46 strikeouts. It'll be Green, Bartlett, and Paz due up here in the eighth for the Hillcats, clinging to that 3-run lead. 3-0 our score. Jason Prill here with you. As Isaiah Green steps in. First pitch, 90-mile-an-hour fastball in there for a called strike, 0-1. Threadgill has been the late-inning guy for most of this season. The 0-1. Got Isaiah Green expecting something else as he ran it up and tight. Green off balance. Couldn't hold up on the check swing. Strike two. Now he'll step out, realizing that Threadgill was already on the mound waiting for him to get ready. Chance to maybe get him off his rhythm. Two-strike pitch. outside, 1-2. 93 from the right-hander. Threadgill, 6'4", 220 from Dallas, Texas. The 1-2 pitch. In the dirt, Green thought about it, and he shakes his head. The count is now even at two apiece. Hillcats trying to add a run on the board for some more insurance. The 2-2. Bottom of the zone, got him looking. Isaiah Green punched out for out number one. He now has some words with Will Bartlett as he maybe picks something up in the way he pitches that he wanted to pass along to his teammate. That's something you see from experienced guys. First pitch outside, ball one. They'll pull a teammate aside and give them some information that they learned during their at-bat, figuring out a way to help their teammates despite being frustrated with their own AB. 0-2. A two-strike pitch from Threadgill as he's working quickly. Breaking ball outside corner. They appeal. He did not get the call. And Bartlett held up. 1-2. .430 here in Lynchburg. On the East Coast, the 1-2 pitch to Bartlett. Up and in, leaned him back, 2-2. Richard Paz stands on deck, the 2-2.
High drive, deep left center field. Bartlett's watching it fly, and it's off the wall. Bartlett will turn around first and head into second with a double. Bartlett just missed hitting it out of here. As he now stands on second with one away. Second double of the series for Bartlett. And gives the Hillcats an opportunity to tack on another run. He takes a big lead. He's going to take third. No throw, and the pitch is outside. Will Bartlett doing it all here in Lynchburg. Fifth stolen base of the season, second of the week. The infield now pulled in with Paz at the plate. He pops it up, third base side. Bartlett goes back to the bag, White charging in on it. He'll glove it, and Bartlett breaking for home. The throw is online. Thank God. Bartlett hops up and argues with Christopher Janke in frustration. As he is sent back to the dugout, Paz has to hold him back. From my vantage point, it was close. Perfect throw from TJ White in left field. Bartlett, with the aggressive base running, just couldn't slide underneath the tag, and the inning comes to a close. And you can hear it from the home crowd here in Lynchburg as we head to the ninth. Three outs remain to determine who goes on to the championship series. It's going to be fun.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trey Benton, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Only 900 people in the park, but you wouldn't be able to tell by how loud this place is right now. Three outs remain. Hillcats with a 3-0 lead trying to get to the championship series. Will Friesel stepping in to lead off the inning as Pettway fires one down and away for ball one. The inning is now begun as everyone takes their collective breath. The 1-0 to Friesel. Catches the corner, 1-1. Friesel 0-3 on the day, but can get a hold of one. There was a renewed energy from the Nationals fans on that play at the plate. The 1-1. Up and away, ball two. But now, it's just baseball. Fredericksburg needs 3-tie, 4 to take the lead here in the ninth. Pettway working his second inning of the ball game. First pitch popped up center field. Isaiah Green ranging back will now come in a couple steps and make the grab for out number one. Two outs remain. It'll be Trey Lipscomb now. He's 0-2, reached base via the walk, back in the seventh. Pettway in his third inning of work here in this series. Gave up the hit to end the no-hitter last inning. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, 0-1. If the score holds, the Hillcats will travel down to Charleston for game one on Sunday at 5 o'clock. The 0-1 pitch. Foul tipped right at the dish, strike two. Hillcats faithful. Feeling some energy, trying to help the Hillcats, their team, survive to see another series. Lipscomb down in the count, 0-2. Righty on righty matchup. Pettway fires. Breaking ball just a bit above the belt. For ball one. One away here in the top of the ninth. Pettway comes set and fires again. Fastball slapped foul into the bullpen. And he stays alive. TJ White stands on deck. He gunned down Bartlett at the plate to end the bottom half of the eighth. The 1-2 pitch. Hard grounder to short. Frias, long throw, two away. And now the Hillcats are an out away from the championship series. The first half winners struggled all throughout the second half, but have relied on pitching the whole year. The crowd on its feet as TJ White steps in. 3-0 lead. The first pitch swung on, fouled back. Strike one. .914 on the edge of their seats, ready to erupt. The 0-1, line drive to second, ball game! The Hillcats are headed to the championship series! Break out the champagne! Lynchburg lives to see another day! Hugs all around the team, celebrating on the field as they now move on to face Charleston on Sunday night for game one. We'll step aside and be back to celebrate some more right after this timeout.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 non-stop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection
Check Lynchburg first.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trenton Denholm, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
I'm going to be honest, folks. It's time to celebrate. 3-0 victory for the Hillcats. I can't tell if Andre has an interview or not, but the whole team is booking it to the clubhouse as they want to break out the champagne. It's time to party here in the Hill City as the Hillcats are going to the championship series. We have Ryan Webb with Andre Vile right now. Take it away, Andre.
All right, fans. I am here with your starting pitcher, Ryan Webb. Ryan, 5 innings of hitless ball for you. What was your key going into this game, knowing the season was on the line?
Honestly, a lot of guys were talking, and, you know, we were just like, we're here. Let's just give it the best we got. Do everything we can and come out, and we wanted to give you guys a show. You guys were great today. Fans were awesome. 2:30 on a Friday. Thanks for coming out. Juiced us up. It helped a lot.
Ryan, the Hillcats have now qualified for the championship series. Y'all will be in Charleston on Sunday and then coming here for game 2 on Tuesday. What is the team's mindset as they get ready to face them?
Hey, we're here. Why not win?
There you go. You ready to celebrate?
Hell yeah.
Fans, let's give it up for Ryan Webb!
Me too, Ryan, me too. I want to go celebrate as well. Hillcats 3-0 winners as they knock off the Fredericksburg Nationals, the team that nobody thought could lose in the second half, as the Hillcats now move on to face the River Dogs in the championship series. Isaiah Green scored in the second. Fox scored in the fifth with Santantine scoring in between. That's all the runs the Hillcats needed to win this ball game as they now move down to Charleston Sunday night, 5:00. Catch it on MILB TV. Jason Kemp down in Charleston will have you covered there. But right now, it's time to step aside. We'll be back here at Bank of the James Stadium Tuesday night, 6:30, and if needed, on Wednesday night at 6:30 as well. Get your tickets today, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com, or stop by our box office and join in the celebration. Championship 3 games away. Once again, 3-0 victory in favor of the Hillcats as they now move on to face Charleston. I'm Jason Prill, stepping aside to go celebrate a postseason victory. Good night, and go Hillcats.